Hello, welcome to the Patient Activation Network podcast. My name is Matt Cavallo, and I'll be your host. I'm here with the author of the new book, Everyday Health and Fitness with Multiple Sclerosis, David Lyons. David, thank you for coming on the show today.
Hey, great to be here, Matt.
Now, before we get into the book and some of the other great things you're doing, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Sure. You know, I was a gym owner and a bodybuilder for many, many years, very, very healthy. And then in 2006, at the age of 47, I got diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And that was a game changer for me because, number one, I didn't even know what that meant. Never heard of the disease, but knew that there was going to be some limitations based on the symptoms that I was having, which led to my hospital stay and the diagnosis. From that point on, what happened is I decided to fight the disease going back into the gym and bodybuilding again, which everybody said was insane. And I ended up competing in a bodybuilding competition in 2009, which was a Florida State Bodybuilding Championships. It was amazing, standing ovation. Received the most inspirational trophy, which was actually bigger than the trophy they gave the winner. And it was a pretty exciting kickoff to what was going to happen over the years moving forward. And, you know, Kendra, who's my wife and an RN, approached me after that competition and said, you know, you look great. This is fantastic for you, but how are we helping other people with MS? And she came up with this great idea to found the MS Fitness Challenge, which is our charity that we've had since 2012.
Now, the MS Fitness Challenge is a way that people with MS can participate and become active in their own health. I know you usually have these events coming up. Isn't there one right around the corner?
Yeah, we have what we call a 12-week challenge, and we've done these all over the country. We've done them from Pennsylvania to Colorado to California, even in the Midwest and Minnesota. And we provide trainers and a gym membership for 12 weeks for people with MS. And it's not a challenge where they're being challenged against each other. It's basically a challenge for themselves. They're challenging themselves to be motivated, to push a little bit, to get into a lifestyle of fitness, which, as you know, Matt, is the best way to fight this disease. But we do have a 12-week challenge coming up here in September at my own gym in Southern California.
Is there a way that, you know, people that aren't in Southern California can participate in or look into some of these great programs that you offer?
Well, absolutely. They could check us out on our website and see what we're up to all the time at msfitnesschallenge.com. You know, one of the things that we've really done recently is expanded even internationally. We're in Australia with trainers. We're in the United Kingdom. We're working now with people in Greece and Canada and all over the world. So it becomes more difficult to set up these 12-week challenges. And we've focused more now on helping people on an individual basis. So, you know, I'm working with the Medical Fitness Network and Lisa Dougherty to start connecting trainers to people that have MS that need a good certified trainer to help them. You know, I'm working with people like Trevor Wicken and Larry Mazzola, who are fitness experts and specialists in MS. And we're designing and working on new certifications for trainers to be able to be educated in working with those of us that would need special attention. Because as you know, MS changes constantly. So you cannot do a one-size-fits-all workout program. So we're doing a lot of connecting throughout the world with trainers and people with MS. It's still doing 12-week challenges as we can, but it's becoming more challenging to do the challenges as we continue to grow because we need the participation and cooperation of a local gym. We need trainers that are certified in working with people with MS. So there's a lot of moving parts to the actual 12-week challenges, and it's easier for us to do those here at our gym in Southern California.
And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that because, you know, as a person living with MS, and not only do I have MS, but I also had a problem with my spine where I had a fractured vertebrae and I needed a cervical fusion. I've had a lot of fear, personally, about going back to the gym for fear that I'm going to hurt myself or that I'm not going to do something right or, you know, that I can't do the things that I used to do. So I've got this mental block. What would you say to somebody like me that can't get over that fear of going back to the gym, even though he knows it's probably the best thing to do?
Buy my book and read the chapter called Mental Fitness. Because I talk about that. You know, one of the things that I'm a big, big supporter on is that you cannot have a physically fit body if you don't have a physically fit mind. Wow. If your mind is not in the right place and your mindset is negative and depressed, which a lot of us with MS have to go through, if you don't get past that and you don't learn how to become that positive, motivated person, you're never going to follow through in a fitness program. It's very, very important to have the motivation and to be able to put your mind in the right place to follow through. This is not a one-time situation. Getting into the gym and doing a workout. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle of nutrition. It's a lifestyle of mindset, and it's a lifestyle of exercise.
And that's great. You know, what I found when I went back to the gym and I worked out on my own, when I was doing shoulder presses and some of those other things, I would often tweak my neck. And
right.
Would you recommend finding a trainer that understands what chronic illnesses mean to a person and working out with that trainer, or do you think it's okay for people like me to go and work out on my own?
Well, there's the million-dollar question, you know, finding a trainer that is qualified. Do I think that you should work out alone? At the beginning stages of any type of fitness program, no. And even later on, as you progress, having a trainer guide you is something that is very, very important. At my stage, which is even, you know, the competitive stage, I work with a trainer. And, of course, he's my training partner, so we work out together. But he's with me all the time. The one thing that is very, very important with MS is not to hurt yourself, because you know as well as I do that we don't feel certain things. Like for me, it's my left side, and if I do shoulder presses, because you mentioned that exercise, I can't feel that movement moving up on my left side, and my hand has a very hard time holding the dumbbell, so I strap it in. If I don't have a trainer and a spotter with me, standing behind me, guiding that left arm, I could drop that 60, 70, 80-pound dumbbell on my head. And you know, and funny story, but not funny, is last year I broke my foot because I was lifting a 45-pound plate, and I lifted it with my left hand, which I shouldn't have, and I didn't feel the grip. It slipped out of my hand and went right on my foot and broke it.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, so that's why it's important to have somebody with you. And even when you understand the exercises and you understand working out, it's not a matter of I need a trainer because I don't know what I'm doing, but you need a trainer for the safety purposes of it. And also, it does keep you motivated having someone to answer to during the workout. It's the challenge is, Matt, how do you find that trainer? And this is why the MS Fitness Challenge is working with the Medical Fitness Network and other people that are very, very high level in the training and exercise physiology sector of our business, because we want to be able to vet out these trainers. We want people to come to us and say, can you help me find a trainer that is qualified to work with me? And then we'll talk to that trainer. will interview that trainer. Some of them have taken the course that we created, which is the MS Fitness and Specialist course. But now we're coming up with an even more in-depth course that we're creating now that's going to go into a lot more than we did the first time. And we're going to have all of the trainers that we recommend and work with go through these courses so that they're qualified to work with people with MS. And, you know, to be honest with you, Matt, if a trainer can work with someone with MS, they can work with someone with Parkinson's and with other diseases that are very similar in having to worry about hurting yourself.
Is there any questions when you... So in my mind, as I hear you talk, I think I probably should be interviewing my trainers to make sure they understand, you know, that I have a disease of nerve damage and that kind of stuff as an extra safety precaution. Are there any is that how you would recommend doing it, to interview them to make sure that they understand the disease process? Or do you have any strategies that my audience might benefit from in how to find the right trainer if that person isn't currently certified through your program?
Well, absolutely. Number one, you do interview them and ask them their experience, but it's not just interview talking. It's having them show you what they know and seeing if they're able to do what they say they can do. Get them in the gym one time with a walkthrough, you know, where you're not really lifting any weights or anything that can hurt you, but having them show you what they can do. And then, like I said, Matt, you know, we're here. We're a charity to help all of us with MS. I would have that trainer come to the MS Fitness Challenge through telephone calls or however, Skype, where we could talk to them and get to understand what their level of expertise is so we can make a recommendation. Is this a good trainer for you?
That's a great resource, and it goes back to something you said earlier from Kendra. You know, you said you were back in the bodybuilding, but how are you helping those with MS? You know, have there been any stories where maybe somebody that's not in Southern California has reached out to you to share that they wanted to get involved and the difference you made for that person?
Oh, Matt, if you have about a week's worth of time, I could give you all the stories. But yeah, it's amazing. I get emails from people and phone calls all over the world. You know, I've worked with people everywhere. I mean, there's a gentleman in Ohio that has MS that we became friendly through the MS Fitness Challenge website and Facebook. And he wanted to enter a 12-week challenge at his gym against healthy people.
Wow.
So I put him, and I put him on a program. His name is Ryan Mills. I put him on a program. I helped him with his exercises. I helped him through nutrition. And he actually beat all of the healthy people and won the challenge.
Oh, no way.
So, if you go to my website, there's a video about him on there and about how he won this challenge. You know, there are people that I've helped, and the MS Fitness Challenge has helped all over the world that have come back to us. I'm working with a woman right now who's pregnant. She's has MS, of course. She's in Greece, and she emailed me, actually messaged me on Facebook, and said, "David, I don't know where to turn. I'm so depressed. I'm, you know, pregnant. I used to be in great shape. With the MS, I'm very limited. I don't know what to do. I want to give up." And the first thing I said is, number one, let's work on your mindset. You're not giving up. We're here. I'm going to help you. Stop thinking that you cannot do this because you can. Her response back was, "You've just changed my life." I'm working with her right now. She's getting some small pieces of equipment that she needs, like a Bosu ball and some exercise bands. She's buying those, and I'm putting her on a program. I'll work with her through Skype. And I'm going to help her get through this pregnancy and still work out with MS and come out on the other side not only more motivated, but in better physical condition despite having MS. Matt, these stories are endless.
That's amazing. And it's such a difference that you make in the community. And I know it's been centered around MS, but like you said, this is applicable for really any kind of chronic illness and somebody that wants to really get activated in their health and step up and take a personal challenge to start feeling better about themselves through diet, exercise, and mindset. With that, I want to talk a little bit about everyday health and fitness with multiple sclerosis. You know, we talked a little bit about getting your mind right. What else could our listeners expect if they got this book? What kind of information is available in this book?
That's a good question, and I want to go back to just what you were talking about, and then I'll answer it, where you were talking about the fact that it's not just for MS. What we're doing, even though it's considered, you know, the MS Fitness Challenge, and the book is Everyday Health and Fitness with Multiple Sclerosis, I am getting response all over the world from people that have read the book that said, this is helping me with arthritis, this is helping me with my problem with obesity, this is helping me with Parkinson's, you know, different things, different type of, like you said, chronic conditions. It all works together. It's not specific that because you have MS, you need to do a special exercise that's going to help you more than something else. It's a program that works with any chronic condition that you have. So the book itself, you know, it talks about the mind, which is extremely number one. Without that, everything else does not fall into place. So you get your mind right. Then we talk about nutrition. We have a whole chapter with Monica Pele, who's a nutritionist, a dietitian, that worked with us, extremely well-schooled on multiple sclerosis, inflammatory diseases, and autoimmune diseases. And we talked about what the best foods are, how to eat, what type of diet you should be on to keep inflammation down. So that's extremely important. The book itself on the exercise parts goes into a lot of equipment in gyms. And the reason that I did this, Matt, is because I couldn't write an encyclopedia. Of course, the publisher stopped me, you know, at 250 pages, or I could have gone into a home workout and all sorts of other things. So this one book, and there will be a follow-up, is more for people that have the ability to get into the gym and to work with equipment. And it goes through, there's pictures and illustrations on proper movements, the names of equipment, what equipment does what. There's also a section that I put in there for the people that are at home, and it's a small part of it, but it does have like exercises for people bound in a wheelchair that you can do with exercise bands. And even when you're not bound in a wheelchair, you can use a chair to utilize some of those exercises. But I wanted this book to be a motivation for people to get out of the house, to stop sitting at home, you know, and saying, oh, I have MS, I can't leave, I can't do this, I can't do that. And that's why I did it. But there will be a follow-up. I'm working on it now on a strictly home-based workout program for people with MS and chronic conditions.
You know, that's great. And the equipment question is something that often comes up in my mind, because I've found that since I've had these problems with my nerves, that I have a harder time with free weights and I prefer more of a Nautilus, so it's guided and I can keep my movements in line. Is that something you've found as well?
Yes, actually. I have, of course, been a big proponent on free weights my whole life. But the problem with MS is we injure ourselves. When I first started bodybuilding again, I ended up tearing my right chest. So I've got this huge divot in my right chest from a major tear that I caused using free weights and lifting very, very heavy. You know, there are things that you don't want to push yourself past. You don't want to push yourself past safety. And free weights are kind of difficult with MS, especially when you don't have a spotter and somebody actually guiding the hands and the arms and the legs while you're doing free weights. So equipment is really paramount to be able to get in and sit in a piece of equipment or stand in a piece of equipment and be able to use cables or you know, a weighted stack that you don't have to load dumbbells, changing dumbbells and holding them in your hands. And all of this is in the book. I mean, the book is very detailed on cables and equipment and how to use them.
That's great information. And you know what's been amazing to me is all the people that have got behind this book. As I look out across social media and some of the different appearances you've done, you have had just so many people engaged with this movement and signing on to support it. It's just been amazing.
Well, it has been, and you know, I'm very humbled by it. You know, I know people look at what's happening with me, and you know, they probably think I have a big ego. You know, a couple of years ago, Arnold Schwarzenegger gave me the only Lifetime Achievement Award for anyone with MS that he's ever given at his Arnold Fitness Expo. There was, about 500,000 people there. It was great. But I will say that I'm very humbled by it and very honored by it and feel that, you know, it's my obligation to help as many people as I can because I've been so blessed. You know, and I am a faith-based person. You know, so I always believe God is watching and it's his guidance and his strength that's giving me the ability to do anything. So, you know, all my honor and glory is to him and it's not to me as a human. I just happen to be the person that, you know, he's using. But it's really been amazing. I mean, from Arnold Schwarzenegger to fitness icon Tony Little endorsing the front of my book, Damon John from the hit show Shark Tank writing the foreword to my book, the National Fitness Hall of Fame giving me a major award this year, and on, it's been overwhelming.
And like you said, I mean, you are very humble about it, and you know, you always do things that help and benefit other people like myself that's afraid to go back to the gym for fear of injuring myself, and you know, we just really have been long supporters about what you're trying to do to help get us activated and get us back out there and maintaining a healthy, fit lifestyle, even with the challenges of chronic illness. You know, before you start any exercise routine, do you think a bit of valuable advice would be that you should go consult with your physician, especially if you've been through a health event like MS?
Well, I always tell people that they should be working with their doctor. You know, whenever you do anything, I mean, even vitamins, you know, people reach out to me and say, oh, I'm taking 20,000 IUs of vitamin D3 because I read that it helps with MS. All of those things are great. But at the end of the day, Matt, if you don't have your blood test and you don't know what your body's lacking, you could be taking more of something. You could be taking something that doesn't work with your body. Absolutely. Work with a doctor. Make sure all your blood work is done so you know what levels that you're dealing with. And hormones is a big issue as well, you know, especially as we age. You know, we're not producing hormones the same way. You know, that makes a big difference in how much muscle mass and how much fat you're going to lose. And, you know, there's a lot of factors here. So without a doctor's help, you know, you're shooting in the dark, and I don't recommend it. I definitely recommend speaking to your doctor, telling him that you're getting into an exercise program, explaining to him what you want to achieve. You know, some of them look at you and go, you're crazy. Those are the doctors you need to change. You know, you don't want to stay with a doctor who tells you because you have MS, you're crazy to exercise and eat right. You want to work with doctors that have the same mindset, that understand that fitness is very important in any type of chronic disease. And it's not something you shouldn't do, but it's something that you should run to.
Wow, and I love that, you know, because I get similar questions. If you don't take those blood tests, then you don't know what kind of other things that you should be doing. So involving your doctors in any kind of decision-making for that stuff, like whether it is to start an exercise routine or whether it's to get on a supplement routine, is very critical. So, you know, we really want to emphasize that. How can people get more involved with the MS Fitness Challenge, your charity?
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. We're always looking for people to help us, you know, of course, spread the word. We are a nonprofit, organization, and Kendra and I do not take a salary from this, so it's not, you know, money's not coming in to pay for us. Money comes in to help people with MS all around the world. So donations are extremely important. Corporate sponsorships, you know, right now we've got great, tremendous support from EMD Serrano, which is a pharmaceutical company that believes in fitness, and they're standing behind what I'm doing. We have the Multiple Sclerosis Foundation that's been supporting us, and they're actually helping to fund this next 12-week challenge that we're doing in September. You know, so anything that people could think of when they look at our website and they say, wow, I fit here, and I, you know, I could volunteer here, or I could fundraise here, reach out, because we could use the support. We are growing faster than our organization right now. You know, with our association with the Medical Fitness Network and what they're doing and how we're connecting with them, we're growing so rapidly. And I just want to say one thing about the Medical Fitness Network, because we were talking about how to find trainers. The Medical Fitness Network is a great resource for people to go on to not only find trainers that can help with MS, because we have trainers in there, but for other diseases as well. So look up the Medical Fitness Network website. It's simple. Just Google them. You'll find them. And go on there to find resources that they have that are great to help people that have chronic conditions like MS. But I'm very excited, Matt, about what we're doing. I'm excited about the people that are helping. In fact, just recently I got a volunteer that came on who has MS, a young woman. She just got discharged from the Army because of MS, and she now volunteers to work on our social media. So, you know, these are things that we always need help with. So anybody that wants to reach out to us, they can email us through the website, go on Facebook, and go find us at MS Fitness Challenge there as well. You could message me directly. But I am here to help everybody. I wish there was, you know, 100 hours in a day because of all the people that reach out and I work with. But I individually will answer emails and work with people on their programs and helping them. So this is not some obscure charity that you're donating money to and you don't know what happens to it, or you can't reach anyone in charge. I'm in charge and I'm reachable.
That's great. And we'll make sure that we provide the links, all the relevant links. If somebody wanted to, was listening to this podcast and wanted to look you up right away, what would be the best website or means to find you?
Oh, it's msfitnesschallenge.com. They could find all about the charity. And I also, you know, my gym is called Optimal Body Personal Fitness. They could go to optimalbodypersonalfitness.com and see what we're doing in the gym and how we're helping people from MS to cerebral palsy get into a lifestyle of fitness. But the websites are the best ways. And then Facebook, of course, going on the Optimal Body Facebook page and the MS Fitness Challenge Facebook page, they can see the daily updates of what's happening, you know, and the exciting things that we're doing moving forward. But I'm also very excited about, Matt, you and I working together and the things that we have planned, because, you know, you're a dynamo as far as helping people. You've been a great advocate for MS and actually a really good friend. And we have exciting things happening for both of us together.
You know, and I just love working with you and the stuff that you do in the community. And, you know, I couldn't be happier for the successes you've had. And as always, wish you continued success in the future. Now, we're going to be closing this podcast down. Do you have any final thoughts, or have we covered it all?
Well, we've covered a good portion, but, you know, there's always a million more things happening consistently with what's going on here, and we continue to grow. But the most important thing I want to leave people with, you know, because this is, I guess, very, very important for everyone to know that wants to fight any type of chronic condition, anyone that has an obstacle. Number one, make sure that you get motivated. How you get motivated is really a decision you have to make, whether it's reading my book and getting motivated there, whether it's getting motivated by somebody else that you see on the internet that's doing something spectacular. You know, I write for Everyday Health, so everydayhealth.com runs my articles every month, which is MS Fitness Challenge. And I talk about people doing extraordinary things with multiple sclerosis, people that have climbed mountains, people that have won races, bodybuilders, powerlifters, all different things that people would think are impossible with MS. Read those stories. Get yourself motivated and then get yourself educated. And if you can do those things, you will be able to battle this and beat this disease.
That is great advice. I want to, on behalf of the Patient Activation Network, I really want to thank you for taking the time to meet with us today, and the education about health and fitness that you've given our audience here is invaluable. David, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Matt, for having me on. The network that you've created is amazing, and I'm looking forward to being part of it.
And thank you for tuning in. His name is David Lyons. He is the author of Everyday Health and Fitness with Multiple Sclerosis. My name is Matt Cavallo. This has been the Patient Activation Network podcast. We look forward to bringing you more stories of hope and inspiration soon.